Penguin Random House Audio presents Play With Your Cat, the essential guide to interactive play for a happier, healthier feline, by Michael Maria Delgado, read for you by Karen Murray. Dedicated to Scott for always supporting me as I followed my feline dreams, and to Clarabel. Chapter 1. Why play? A rustling sound awakens the cat from his nap on the couch. He raises his head, a little bleary from sleep. His eyes slowly focus on the bird in the next room, gently hopping among the leaves, or is that tissue paper, on the floor. Suddenly alert, he rolls into an upright position and creeps to a place just behind the arm of the couch, hiding from the bird's view as he continues to observe. The bird begins to hop and flit about, and the cat silently slinks off the couch and quickly takes shelter behind a large potted houseplant, which he perceives as a shrub. He drops low to the ground, which is strangely carpeted. His pupils dilate and his ears point forward, taking in as much sensory information as he can to ensure he is prepared to catch his prey. As he plans his final attack, his back legs begin to tread and his tail twitches forcefully. He makes a leap, springing then landing just in front of the bird, simultaneously striking the feathery creature with his front paws. The bird struggles, and the cat flops onto his side, gripping with his front paws and biting while kicking the feathers with his back feet. The cat glances up and notices his human standing nearby, holding a stick with a string attached. The string is connected to the bird? How can that be? In this moment of distraction, the bird escapes his grip and flies away. The cat chases the bird, leaping into the air in hot pursuit, with all four paws off the ground, arcing into a perfect backflip and expertly recapturing the bird. The cat considers how odd everything seems. He's not outdoors, after all, but in the living room of his home. Why is there a bird in the living room? And why is the bird attached to his human? On the other hand, the toy looks like a bird. It feels like a bird, and it's acting like a bird. Is there any harm in pretending it's a bird? The cat may realize this is play, but he also knows this feels almost as good as hunting. Play follows humans throughout our lives. When we are children, we craft toys out of rocks and sticks, but we are also engrossed by the bright and shiny toys that come in packages. We pretend to build, cook, or perform surgery. We care for our stuffed animals as if they were children, nursing them to health or putting them to bed. We learn games and play or watch group sports. Play is considered important, even essential, to children's development, creativity, relationships, and well-being. As adults, many of us still enjoy board games, video games, or sports. We tell stories, make jokes, and create art. We interact with the world around us, using our imaginations, testing out relationships or skills, and most of the time, we're also having fun along the way. But as we age, we often deprioritize play because we have so many responsibilities we must attend to. Those bills don't pay themselves. In cases where children aren't given the opportunity to play freely, without adult control, anxiety and depression increase. And for adults, the adage, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, exists for a reason. Without play, we become bored and boring. Forever young. When play isn't high on the priority list for us, we tend to minimize its importance to our companion animals. But our cats and dogs and other pets don't grow up. They are never going to take care of themselves and leave home and get a job. Through the process of domestication, We have selected cats for neoteny, or infant-like features, such as large eyes, a round face, a shorter nose, and likely even for friendly behaviors like cuddling and meowing. When we spay and neuter our pets, we also block adult sex hormones from circulating throughout the bloodstream. By doing so, we've increased the odds they will retain juvenile behaviors, making them less likely to express some adult tendencies, such as roaming and marking their territory. We call them fur babies for a reason. As a result, our pets remain perpetually young at heart to an extent, and that includes a lifelong desire to play. Play to live. When we think of behaviors that are important for survival, especially in other species, we tend to focus on mating, acquiring food, defending territory, and avoiding being eaten by other animals. Play doesn't often rank high on that list. Perhaps this is because the word play implies frivolity, wasted time, something that only children do, something that we do when the serious parts of life, work, school, hygiene, sleep, are taken care of. But what about when we consider play as creative and imaginative, as practice for the real world, to safely test situations that might otherwise be risky? Play can help animals grow into competent adults. Animals can improve their motor skills by interacting with structures and three-dimensional spaces while exploring their environments, locomotor play. Animals can learn how to acquire food or hunt by interacting with objects, object play. Young animals often learn how to interact with other individuals through rough-and-tumble activities, social play. When we look at play through this functional lens, animal play begins to make sense. That said, play might not always serve a greater purpose. I have no doubt that sometimes play's function is nothing more than it is fun or it feels good. Some research has even shown that animals play when they are stressed out, making play a bit of an outlet for that stress or a way to cope. For some, it's preventive medicine, and for others, it's a cure. Neuroscientists have pointed to the fact that when animals play, parts of the brain related to motivation, emotions, and reward are activated. Some animals play when they feel good, and others might play to feel good. Playing makes you smart. Just as play may provide cognitive benefits for humans, play in other animals is associated with larger brains. The more elaborate a species' play life is, the larger the relative brain size they have. Although bird smarts are often attributed to their ability to use tools, it turns out that it is not tool use that predicts bird brain size, but play. Birds who engaged in social play had the largest brains of all, but even the birds who engaged only in object play had measurably larger brains than those of birds who did not play at all. Why would play help brains? Play and exercise are associated with increases in the amount of gray matter, tissue that is predominant in areas of the brain, such as the cerebral cortex and cerebellum, that are associated with learning, memory, and coordination. Play may protect brain cells from dying, or in some cases, may even promote growth or reassignment of existing brain cells. Those same feel-good brain chemicals that are released during play also aid in learning, further cementing life lessons, and making the brain more receptive to absorbing new information. Why play? Benefits for all. Prepares individuals for real-life experiences. Promotes brain growth and health. Feels good. Improves mental health. Increases creativity. Play. It's good for all of us. There are good reasons that play is found throughout the animal kingdom. It can help with depression and anxiety. It can help prepare us for life experiences. and it may even make us smarter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?